Welcome back to Fireside Guard Live. We are here with high-scoring Lady Panther senior Morgan Ross. Congratulations on the win, ma'am.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
What does South Shelby do differently than they did the last time you played, if anything?
Last time they played really flat. I don't think that they were ready for our defensive pressure, but I think that this game they came out ready to go. They've been to the Final Four in the past few years. They've been in the Elite Eight, so they know what it takes to play a good team and win and find ways to win. So I think that they're ready to go, and I think that kind of sparks up a little bit in the beginning, kind of shook us up a little bit, but we adjusted well in the second quarter, so I think that's what made the change.
Please talk about the adjustment, because they were ahead for a bit.
Yeah, so pretty much we got a lot of back cuts on defense. We weren't really paying much attention on the boards, but I think that we overall locked in. We defended well in the second and third quarter, which kind of put us ahead, and I don't know, just full-on defensive team effort really just put us through in that.
So was there anybody in particular on your radar from them?
So their point guard, Callie McWilliams, number 10. She's averaging about 16 points a game. Really good point guard for them. Definitely went on our radar. Their second best player, Belle Rouse, she just tore ACL on Tuesday. So unfortunate for her. And so she was on our radar, but really just we had our eyes on her. And number 34, the post inside, she's pretty strong in there. So definitely on our radar, both those girls.
Was there anything about their defense that you hadn't seen before or that posed a challenge, or was it just a matter of getting in the groove tonight?
I think that their defensive pressure was kind of more than what we expected. Last game, they just, I don't know, it was a whole different ball game. We knew it was coming to be different this whole game and then last game. So I think that we kind of knew what to expect, but overall they kind of put us in a bad place in the first quarter, kind of shook us up there, weren't really getting to our offensive group. We also weren't very patient in offense to try and run and get the best look, so we had to kind of settle in there, but overall we adjusted, and that's what great teams do. And
how did you and the other senior leadership motivate the rest of the team?
Yeah, just playing these 4 years and having a sold-out crowd here tonight, it's incredible just to see where we came from our freshman year and where it was tickets you had to buy for COVID, and now you're buying tickets to come to the Elite Eight game in our own gym, and just that drastic change in how this program has grown, and just the girls and our teammates and just the coaching staff and everything that has made this team what it is incredible.
Miss Ross, do you have any clue who's next?
I think we play El Dorado Springs in the first round of the Final Four, so that'll be a tough one. They're ranked first in the state. They're really good. It'll be a good test for us, but overall I think we're ready to go.
And that's next Friday night at Mizzou Arena?
Yes, Mizzou Arena. That's next up.
Thank you very much, Morgan Ross, and good luck next weekend.
Thank you so much.
This Fireside Guard Live video audio is brought to you courtesy of Kendra Ross and Kendra West and Remax on the Move.